the scourge of discouragement. And the soul of the people were much discouraged because of the way. Numbers 21 verse 4. Discouragement is the scourge of the soul. It leads to bitterness. It leads to disappointment. And it leads to murmuring. It also brings the chastisement of God upon us. The roundabout way. The cause of the discouragement was the way that God had ordained Israel to walk in at this time. In the previous chapter, Israel desired to walk right through Edom to the borders of the promised land. This Edom would not permit them to do that. So instead of going by the quickest and easiest route, they have to make a roundabout, a detour to Mount Hor. There it was that Aaron, the high priest, died. When the straightest and quickest road is blocked, and a long and arduous detour is the only way forward, there comes a mighty wave of discouragement to our souls. Not only the roundabout way, but it was the rough way. Already Israel had traversed the long pilgrim journey. Moses referred to it as a travail. Numbers 20, verse 14. Now there was nothing for it but the wilderness again, and more wilderness. Because of this bleak prospect and the added preordained death of Aaron, every step they took revolt to their disjointed souls possessed them. It became too much for those who had lost the vision of the promised land. The victory march had turned into a funeral procession. Discouragement brought about despair to their inmost souls. It also was the repetitive way. The sameness of the way cut into their hearts. There was no variety. The same wilderness to be traveled. The same lack of breath. The same lack of water. The manna which they characterized as light bread. Though their souls were discouraged, the state of their mind was more discouraged. And they came to a state of loathing and a state of rebellion. Such is always the end of discouragement. The only answer to discouragement is a fresh look at the cross, verse 9, and a return to the water of life and the song of redemption, verses 17 and 18. And taking the road to the top of Pisgah for a fresh vision of the promised land.